Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Movie Addict Headquarters with your host, Betty Jo Tucker, author of Confessions of a Movie Addict, right here at www.blogtalkradio.com.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore. That's right, Dorothy. This is Movie Addict Headquarters. You don't have to be a movie addict to visit here, but if you are one, it's definitely the place for you. I'm your host, Betty Jo Tucker, speaking to you from beautiful Pueblo, Colorado, on this rainy 26th of May, 2009. I've really been very excited about this show today, folks, because it's a salute to dance on film, and because our guest is the fascinating Fausta Wirtz, an avid dance fan who hosts her own show here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be talking about our favorite film dancers, dance-themed movies, and dance sequences on film, a subject near and dear to my heart. In fact, I even went to see Dance Flick this weekend and was surprised at how much I enjoyed it, despite the outrageous way it pokes fun at dancing in the movies. Besides being very funny, it reminded me of how great dancing can be on screen when it's done right. But before getting started, let's see if Nikki Starr and Jazz Shaw are ready to help with the show. Hi, Nikki. Is our chat room open?
It is. It's open and everybody's ready to go.
Great. And thank you so much for taking such good care of our chatters. And thanks to the chatters for their participation. We really appreciate it. We also appreciate all our listeners, whether listening live or to the archives. And personally, I'm very happy that Jazz has returned to co-host the show. Welcome back, Jazz.
Yes, the prodigal son returning.
Hi. Yay! We missed you.
I was on a working vacation for a bit, but yes, I am back and always glad to be here.
Well, we're so glad to have you back. And Nikki said it, we really, really missed you. And today, as you know, Fausta, one of our favorite people, is joining us again, and this time for a discussion of dance on film. So let's bring her on right now. Hi, Fausta.
Hi, guys.
We're so happy that you could be back on Movie Addict Headquarters, Fausta.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here. I love your podcast.
Well, and we just always have such fun when you're here. You're the perfect guest for today's topic because I think your enthusiasm matches mine where dance and films are concerned. In fact, I think you also took a trip to the multiplex to see the to see Dance Flick this weekend, am I right?
Yes.
And what did you think about it?
I think it will offend everybody, but it was funny.
Yes. Yeah, I think it's offensive to dancers and all other living things. But I couldn't help laughing from beginning to end. I just thought it was really very, very funny, and I haven't been that enthused by the Wayans family films for a long time. So we're kind of timely now with our discussion about dance on film, especially since it got torn apart by the Wayans brothers over the weekend. So we should have a great time. Let's start with a question from Jazz. Jazz, is there something you'd like to know about from Fausta?
Well, it comes to dancing, and I'm afraid to ask, really, because she always intimidates me. She knows how to do all the dances I don't know how to do. So tell us about that, Fausta. You don't just watch dance. You're a dancer in real life, I understand.
Yes.
That's a pretty short answer.
No, well, I used to be when I was much younger, and then I didn't dance for a very long time, and now I have become absolutely addicted to tango.
But you danced professionally at one time?
No, I was an amateur. I was a ballet student, and I was a very enthusiastic dancer with, when I lived in Puerto Rico, salsa, with a guy who was a very good dancer. But after I moved away and got married, I didn't dance at all for years and years, and I'm not going to tell you how long.
So
and
ballet,
now,
like, that's supposedly the hardest of all dances, isn't it? I mean, you've done a few.
It is very hard, yes. I mean, it's challenging because of the steps are difficult, but also because it's very strenuous on the body.
Yeah, that's the part I was going to ask about. It's physically, ballet is supposed to be physically demanding compared, you know, all dancing takes some physical ability, but ballet is, real. That should be an Olympic event, really.
Don't
that's
be
a good
surprised
way.
If it does become one.
That's a good way to put it, but I have, like you, Fausta, have been sort of addicted to dance practically all my life. And when I was growing up, way back in days of yore, the thing that I liked next best to movies was tap dancing. And so I took tap dancing lessons every week and became an instructor, assistant instructor of tap. And then I actually opened my own little studio and taught tap to toddlers. In fact, that was my first paid job, was teaching these little toddlers, you know, the shuffle, step,
Oh, how cute.
Ball change. And then all through high school, I did perform with a group of tappers, and we performed for local groups. Later, I did choreography for various variety shows. And I was a member of a musical comedy touring troupe, which was the most fun. And I just had great fun with all of the dancing that I've done all of my life. So I can kind of identify with your feeling about dance. But what is there about dance that makes you enjoy it so much?
Well, it's a matter of three things. I mean, the first one is movement, and I am realizing after a very long time of not doing it that I really am happiest when I'm moving.
Yeah.
And it sounds like ADD, but it's not. Also, it's a matter of expression, and it's a matter of connection, and in any kind of effective dance, you have to do movements a particular way. You have to convey an emotion in some way, but you also have to connect with your partner, or if you're a performer, I mean, performers have to connect with the audience too. So that's the three things that you have in dance that you don't have in many other things, in say, a sport.
Oh, I agree wholeheartedly, and I like what you said about, you know, it keeps you moving. And I have, in fact, right now I have my sparkly tap shoes on, and my feet are moving even as I speak here. I've got my top hat, and my cane over there in the corner, just for emergencies. So it's just a joy. I think dancing just makes you feel good. It keeps you kind of in tune with the universal heartbeat. It's even meditation when you're not dancing, because you keep thinking about the steps. So there's an intellectual part to it and a discipline that it requires. So I think it's just an all-round healthy thing to do. Now, I know you're, as you said before, you're really into tango dancing, and in fact, Nikki even mentioned that she saw your tango shoes, and I'm wondering about where she saw the tango shoes.
Oh, I posted them once. I posted a picture of them.
All right. So
I'll look for the link. I'm putting
okay.
it in.
Just yeah, so you know, she has them on Facebook. All right.
Okay.
Those are my other tango shoes too.
I love those. Yeah.
Oh, those look so good. Yes.
Well, if you get a chance, put them in the link in the chat room so everybody can see your tango shoes. But I wanted to talk a little bit with you about tango on film. And you know how I'd asked you to be thinking about what your favorite tango dance sequences are on film and why. So if you could take a few minutes and tell us a little bit about some of the tango sequences we should look for in films.
My most favorite is Robert Duvall and his real-life wife, Luciana Pedraza, in a movie called Assassination Tango, and they dance a tango named Seduction, and they are absolutely perfect. Such an expressive dancer. She is absolutely beautiful. Her form is impeccable. She almost floats through this dance. And he's such a good lead because he's protective and at the same time he's leading. And you rarely see a good lead in a social dance on film. So that is my most favorite of all. But I have several others. The best known tango, one of the best known tangos, is the one that Al Pacino did in Scent of a Woman. And that's not quite a classic Argentinian tango, but it's a lot of fun to watch. So it's entertaining to watch now.
That is a great clip, and I've actually seen people steal that clip from Scent of a Woman and use it for a lot of other things online.
Yes.
Because he was blind, right?
He's supposed to be blind in the character, yes.
Yeah, the character, I mean, yes.
Let me put the URL of that one in chat.
Those are just great choices. I just love that Assassination Tango because I was not expecting, of all people, Robert Duvall to be a dancer.
Yes.
I mean,
isn't he wonderful?
Talk about, he's a wonderful tango dancer. And so I highly recommend that DVD, Assassination Tango,
and
for people who have it.
Yeah, I love taking part in the show as well as listening, because now I'm going to have to go, pardon the basset hound, sorry, I'm going to have to go get that because I haven't seen that one.
Oh, you're going to love that movie.
She's just limiting it to tangos. Come on, expand it out for us a bit. What are the good, for those of us who don't just follow the tangos, what are the good dance sequences of all times on film?
My most favorite of all dance sequences ever is Fred Astaire and Sid Chiarrez dancing in the dark from Silk Stockings.
Ooh, perfect.
That is a most expressive, beautiful choreography. The setting is recognizable even when it's in a studio. You see yourself in the setting in Central Park. She's wearing white. He's wearing white. They are perfectly synchronized to each other, and they are impeccably skilled dancers. You know, when the hardest thing for a dancer to do, and I'm sure Betty Jo can tell you this, is to make a stop in the middle of a dance.
Mm-hmm.
And the two of them know exactly how to stop. I mean, they are impeccably musical people to be able to do that.
Everybody seems to love Fred Astaire because, you know, I was going to sneak in mine, one of the weirder movies. It's one of my wife's favorite films, not my favorite, one of my favorite movies of all times, but the most interesting dance sequences, 1957, Funny Face, Fred Astaire with Audrey Hepburn.
Audrey Hepburn used to be a ballet dancer before she became an actress.
And in that film, she wasn't doing ballet, but they were, because of that era, they were doing a whole bunch of different beatnik-style you know, just beatnik dancing, really, but they did a lot with it. They did some really creative stuff, and it was them dancing through Paris together. It was really amazing.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you know, Fausta and Jazz, I have to tell you that the first person who sent an email to me when finding out that this is what we were going to talk about on the show was Deb from Blog Talk Radio, and she mentioned a sequence that I had forgotten about completely, and it's the very rousing barn raising number in Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. What do you think about that sequence of the dance sequence?
Oh, that is so good. And that was Agnes DeMille, who was one of the best film choreographers ever. Agnes DeMille became a dancer because Cecil B. DeMille, who I believe was her father, told her she wasn't pretty enough to be in movies.
And she's done some great choreography, there's no doubt about it.
What a terrible story. Oh, no.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but, you know. But she was, and it really was the right choice for her, because if you look at Agnes DeMille's choreography, it was really influential for not only film choreography, but also in how people saw movement too. So.
No, I wasn't criticizing Faust. I was just trying to picture that conversation. That's what you want to hear from your parents, right? You know,
yeah, well,
you really should go into radio because you're too ugly for movies.
Well, she wasn't ready for her close-up, Mr. DeMille, but she was definitely ready for her choreography. Well, mentioning Fred Astaire, there's a couple of dance numbers that with different partners that I wanted to add. Begin the Begin by Eleanor Powell and Fred Astaire in Broadway Melody of 1940, and that in that's Entertainment. I think one of the issues of that's Entertainment, they show this, and there's the black stage, and then they're both in white, and it's just the two of them, and they're tapping their little hearts out to Begin the Begin, and they are just absolutely in perfect, perfect synchronization, and it's just so dramatic, just a gorgeous, gorgeous number. Also, his dancing with Ginger Rogers, Cheek to Cheek and Top Hat, and then a number he did with Judy Garland in Easter Parade, which I knew that Judy Garland could dance, but I never knew that she could dance and keep up with Fred Astaire, and it was a number called When the Midnight Choo-Choo Leaves for Alabama, and she did. She kept up with him in that fast tap. We can't forget in Footloose. We can't forget Kevin Bacon dancing in Footloose. And also that last number in Hairspray, You Can't Stop the Beat, that final group dance that was just great. Gene Kelly and Leslie Caron doing Our Love Is Here to Stay in An American in Paris. I just thought the Nicholas Brothers, every time they got up to dance in movies, stopped the show for me. I just thought they were just terrific. And the funniest dance sequence ever was Donald O'Connor doing Make 'Em Laugh in Singing in the Rain.
We can't forget
Gene Kelly singing in the rain, that number that he did when he was suffering with 103 degree temperature, and he just went ahead and danced that great iconic number. But the most charming dance sequences I have ever seen, I think, were done by Bill Robinson and Shirley Temple. Now, this is taking us back a while, and I'm no spring chicken, but those two were just so great together. I think they made three films together. In fact, Bill Robinson, he was just, what a hoofer that guy was. Did you know that yesterday was Tap Dancing Day, National Tap Dancing Day?
I did not.
Yeah, because back in when Bill Robinson was alive and was performing, Congress designated his birthday as National Tap Dancing Day. He was so popular. And so if you ever get a chance to see any of his films, the ones he made with Shirley Temple, I think, were The Little Colonel, The Littlest Rebel, Rebecca, Sunnybrook Farm. So those are some of the sequences that I like a lot.
We're all jumping on the classics that go back so far, and they certainly merit it. But Betty Jo, I have to ask you and Foster, have there been none in the modern era in the last 20 years that you guys would pick out, or even the last 10 years? Or
two.
Is these dead in the movies, or what?
I have two favorites. The one that I mentioned, Assassination Tango.
Oh,
and
that's recent? Okay.
Shall We Dance, the original Japanese version, not the J-Lo version.
Yes, I saw the original.
Yes, I watched it again this weekend because I was wondering if I was still going to like it, and I like it even better. That movie conveys exactly why anybody is captured and captivated by dance.
Chicago. I'm so disappointed.
No, they cut away too much. They cut away too much in the dance numbers in Chicago. That's the problem. But the final group dance in Hairspray was just last year or a couple of years ago.
Yeah, that was cute. The reason I don't like Chicago is because I saw the original with Jerry Orbach on Broadway.
Oh, lucky you. I am so jealous.
And there is nothing to compare it. I mean, it's just... Jerry Orbach was the great god of musicals. So,
He was. And that's another one that people don't imagine being in musicals because they just recognize him from Law and Order as a detective there. But, well, speaking of Jerry Orbach and Bill Robinson, who do you think are the best male dancers in movies or have been the best male dancers in movies, Costa?
You mentioned all of them already. Gene Kelly, Donald O'Connor, Fred Astaire, and the Nicholas Brothers.
Ah, well, that's close to mine. Yeah, I had all of those. And I had an email from a film director, Misha Zubarov, who said that we left out Christopher Walken on the list we did for the PR piece that went out. And I know that Christopher Walken is a great dancer and was trained to be a dancer, but he hasn't done that much dancing in the movies. So that's kind of the reason I didn't put him on the list, but I wish that he would definitely do more dancing.
That music video he did is phenomenally fun.
Yeah, and it's just so hard to imagine him dancing, kind of like it was hard to imagine James Cagney dancing, and yet he did such a great job. And I forgot Shanghai Lil with James Cagney and Ruby Keeler, which I mentioned last week, I think, and that's also one of my favorites. But how about the female dancers, Fausta? Who would your picks be for the best female dancers?
The Therese is my favorite old-timer, but there's also Rita Hayworth, Ginger Rogers with Fred Astaire, and Debbie Reynolds.
Yeah, those are great picks. They would make my list too, but I would also add Ann Miller. What a tapper she was.
Yes.
She could do those spins and you thought maybe she was going to take off into the air. She was so good. And did you mention Eleanor Powell?
No, I should have.
Because she, same thing with her tap dancing. And Vera Ellen, I thought, was just the most athletic female dancer. She was just great in Wonder Boy with Danny Kaye and the kid from Brooklyn. She was excellent. But I wonder if we should check and see if there are any suggestions coming in from the chat. Nikki, are there any dancers being suggested that we haven't mentioned?
Yeah, there are.
Okay.
Let's see, Weapons of Choice with Christopher Walken.
Ah, that's a commercial, isn't it?
Yeah, that's
a short video. Boy, I have to see that. Thanks, Chatters, for reminding us about that.
They're
any
awesome.
Others?
Well, okay, so you know me. I don't like Chicago at all. It's not. I just found it redundant and boring. I didn't care for it at all. I love Hairspray, and I love Hair. So for me, those are my two favorites. But that's
you know,
about
my
it.
Own wife is in the chat room, and out of all the callers, emailers, chatters, nobody brought. They're going to make me do it. Nobody brought up my own pick for the dancing pair for this part of the show. I am so disappointed in all of you. I'm going to hold my breath. Stop off in a huff. Nobody mentioned Little Nell and Richard O'Brien doing the time warp in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Wait! Wait, in all fairness, you didn't let me breathe.
Let Nikki breathe.
Let Nikki breathe.
Okay, breathe,
because
Nikki.
He's right. That is a great dance sequence. It is. I love the time warp.
Yeah, that was great.
The brother-sister thing, that was just great.
I loved everything about the Rocky Horror Picture Movie, but you know, Jazz bringing up, you brought up a good point about what about the modern dancers and movies, and I do think there was some great, great dancing in High School Musical 3, Senior Year. I thought, honestly, I did. I thought that it was so exuberant. It was just that Zac Efron, he really, really can dance. And
I wish was here.
So, Betty Jo, you've talked to and you've known so many of the famous people who have come up through the ranks. Now, back in the day when musicals were more popular, correct me if I'm wrong, but it almost seems like when you went through training, if you were going to be an actress, no matter what direction you were heading, one of the things they always told you was you had to go learn how to dance. You had to learn tap. You had to learn the various things in case you were called upon to do it. In later years, does it seem to you like you know, we have actors and actresses who probably don't even dance at all, and they don't really care that much, and it's not a requirement so much anymore.
Yeah.
Well, I would think that's a good point, but I have a suspicion that most of them who are really serious about the craft have to take courses in stage movement, and there's a lot of dance in that. And if they want to be successful on Broadway, I think more prospective actors or more of the actors and actresses that are working today can sing and dance, but they just don't get the properties. And that's sort of what I'm thinking about. But what about you, Fausta?
Interesting.
Well, the Brits still do that. The Royal Academy of Dramatic Arts and all the big theater schools in England, you have to take dance training.
Yes. And I think that that's, well, I mean, of course, I'm prejudiced about that. I'm just hoping that maybe some properties will come along that people can showcase their talents, and we can maybe talk about that a little bit later. But I'm eager to find out about top. We're all kind of into this making lists, aren't we? And I'm wondering, what are your all-time top 10 dance movies? And then I have 10 picked out, and I'm sure Jazz might have his top 10 picked out.
Oh,
so, but why don't you go? Why don't you go first?
I'm going to ask for that myself, but yeah, we are oriented. Did we already touch on all of them, Fausta?
Well, Shall We Dance? So in the original, Singing in the Rain, the four Fred and Ginger movies, which are Top Hat, Carefree, Shall We Dance, and Swing Time. And I would add Vernon and Irene Castle because of their influence in dance in America. I also love Silk Stockings, as you probably heard. Mm-hmm. The Gregory Hines and Baryshnikov duet in White Nights. And for ballet movies, I like The Red Shoes and The Turning Point.
Oh, that, that's a
Red
great.
Shoes now, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great list. That's wonderful. What about you, Jazz? What do you have?
Oh no, ladies first. I'm sorry. I know Nikki has some. I want her to go first.
Nikki, do you have any favorite dance movies? Nikki is multitasking, and we know she likes Hairspray.
She is.
So we can definitely put that down on our list. But
I know Betty Jo is the most experienced one here. I'm not going to do 10, but I will say, because we haven't touched on some of them. First of all, Saturday Night Fever.
Yay.
I grew up with that. Everybody can just groan. Oh, what a horrible movie. We don't like John Travolta. I liked the movie, and there was very good dancing in it. I was a child of the disco era. I don't know what to tell you. That and Flashdance.
Oh, yeah,
Flashdance. And tell me I must be a homosexual or whatever. Yes, I liked Flashdance. I will own them.
You are so awesome. Those are my two top twos.
Okay, that now we hear from Nikki. She's breathing
that's
and
right.
talking. Okay.
I was muted, sorry.
On my list, I'm also going to throw in some sequels here. Staying Alive and Dirty Dancing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Those were good. One that nobody else wanted to talk about, apparently. Everybody's embarrassed. I don't know. The Full Monty. There was a lot of really good
okay.
dancing.
Oh, yes.
It was a terrible movie in so
it
many
was
ways.
Hot, though.
I was also going to include All That Jazz and probably the most unexpected one that I don't think I should even mention it. The movie version, the first one of A Chorus Line.
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Right. Yeah. That had that, especially that number one singular sensation. That was just great with all the mirrors.
Yep.
Yeah. That. Well, those are excellent. Is that 10? I can't count.
No, it's not. Before my manhood is entirely destroyed and threatened by Seth Ruffles, I'm going to turn it over to Nikki and Betty Jo. Thank you very much.
Well, I have, of course, I, of course, have a top 10. I had trouble just narrowing it down to 10. But actually, I have a number one, and then I couldn't rank the others. But always, you know, whenever we're talking about musicals, anything related to music, it's going to be, for me, Singing in the Rain. I don't think there's any film that comes close to that for entertainment value, and it had such wonderful, wonderful dancing. You not only had your Donald O'Connor doing the Make 'em Laugh, you not only had Gene Kelly doing that wonderful Singing in the Rain, you had that exuberant dance that Gene Kelly, Donald O'Connor, and Debbie Reynolds did, the Good Morning number, which had all sorts of mm-hmm. different dances in it. So that would, and then of course that's Sid Charisse and Gene Kelly in the ballet part of the movie. It just had everything. So that would be that. Yeah, that would be my number one. And then the rest of them, I liked very much The Bandwagon, which is another Fred Astaire film. And actually, some of the same people who were behind Singing in the Rain were behind The Bandwagon. I guess I just like their style. Fausta, you mentioned a Gregory Hines film. The one that I liked, and it's on my top 10, is Tap, which was released in 1989.
Oh, yes. I remember that. I love that.
That
with
brought out
all the old dancers.
Yeah, all these old hoofers, and along with Savion Glover, who could be the now, you know, the best tap dancer.
Didn't he dance in White Nights too, Betty Jo?
Possibly.
Gregory Hines, yes.
Gregory Hines was dancing in White Nights too. Yeah, he was a great dancer.
Yeah, he was wonderful. And what I liked about Tap, the character, the main character, to him, dance was serious. I mean, he didn't like it, you know, when these people would get up and dance and smile. I mean, his facial expression, which, oh, this was serious business, what he was doing, and some wonderful, wonderful dances in that. And then in 1948, this is even before Singing in the Rain, there are Judy Garland and Gene Kelly just being their wonderful selves in The Pirate, and we also had the Nicholas Brothers in that, and there was that wonderful dance routine, Be a Clown, that Gene Kelly did with the Nicholas Brothers. I thought that was just great. Easter Parade with Fred Astaire and Judy Garland. Anchors Away with Frank Sinatra and Gene Kelly, and evidently Gene Kelly taught Frank Sinatra how to dance, and by golly, he really must be a great teacher because Frank Sinatra pretty much kept up with him. For ballet, Center Stage, I thought that really was a wonderful movie in 2000, and we got to see in that, and you can get it on DVD, I think one of the best ballet dancers, Ethan Stiefel. Now, it's Steiefel, and I've always pronounced it Stiefel, but that might not be the correct pronunciation. But he is, what a treat to see him in some of the dance sequences there, especially the ballet. Then Mad Hot Ballroom. It's a documentary. I don't know whether anyone has seen it, but it's about, it's about teaching these preteens how to do ballroom dancing in the New York public schools, and it's just a delightful movie and shows the power of dance. And then I'm with you on Shall We Dance-u. I just thought, Fausta, I thought that was just one of the best dance movies that I've ever seen, but I also liked the American version too, Shall We Dance, not as much as the Japanese version. My husband and I meet the director because Masayuki Suo, because he was in San Diego on a press tour for that film, and we got to interview him. And at the end of the interview, he was videotaping mm-hmm. the interviews, and he had Larry and I get up and do a ballroom dancing pose, because he was going to put that in his documentary about his tour of America. Now, I never heard how that came out. But I thought that was so great. So those are the 10. Are there any suggestions coming in from the chat for the top dance movies of all time, Nikki?
Well, there are some things in the chat. I've been trying to keep up. So let's see, Center Stage. There's a movie called Ballroom. It's an Australian
Strictly Ballroom.
movie. Strictly Ballroom, that's it.
Strictly Ballroom was a lot of fun. Yep. The Australian, it was.
That's it.
In Australia, and it was really a lot of fun, too.
Oh, it was great. And, in fact, that's a movie that Misha Zubarov, the film director, sent me an email about, too, and was concerned that I had left it off the list in the press release.
Coyote Ugly. I'm just saying.
I know that was
some more of the ones out of chat, but I got to tell you, with the new interface, for some reason, I don't get to store as many lines as I used to, and I know more of them scrolled by, and I missed some of them, and I apologize.
Yeah, Coyote Ugly.
Right. Well, it was a fun movie. That was definitely.
It was fun, but I don't know that it was great dancing. And then one called Take the Lead. I don't know that one either.
Antonio. Antonio Banderas. Thank you, thank you. Yes, thank you, whoever suggested. And Antonio, I was afraid to suggest it because I've just been kind of running
Antonio. Because we know you love him.
I know, because I've been running Antonio Banderas into the ground.
Right.
But, oh, that was beautiful, beautiful tango in that, where he was teaching
the high school. Yes, that was ballroom tango. That was an Argentinian tango.
That was a ballroom tango, wasn't it?
No, someday we're going to have a separate show where Fawcett just explains the difference between those, because I'm lucky to know there is tango. It would kill me. At my age, tango, I would be dead. I would be in some orthopedic unit for 6 months. My wife would be bringing me soup.
Well, you know, it is hard dancing. I mean, it's very, very physically demanding, all of these dances that we're talking about. I should mention that Jane Bernard from New York sent me an email and said, be sure to mention West Side Story and Billy Elliot.
Oh,
so,
yes.
So have you seen both of those, Fausta?
Yes.
And what's your opinion of West Side Story and Billy Elliot?
West Side Story, I'm of two minds on West Side Story. The first thing is I think the dancing was brilliant. Bernstein and, I just blanked out on the choreographer's name, did a fantastic job. On the other hand, being Puerto Rican, that movie has done more against Puerto Ricans than much anything else. I mean, for generations, Puerto Ricans have always been considered as carrying knives after people see that movie. So.
Oh, yes.
So I'm not that crazy about that part. But the dancing was spectacular.
The dancing was excellent in that. Now, how about Billy Elliot? Is that a British movie?
Yeah.
And it's about the young boy who is criticized for going into dance, and it's on Broadway now. I think it's up for many, many Tonys.
Oh, is it?
On Broadway, yes. And there are three little boys that play Billy Elliot at three different stages in his development. And so we'll have to kind of watch that. I do remember seeing Billy Elliot, and I loved the dancing, but I wasn't that thrilled with the movie. But I would recommend it for the dancing in it.
You know, Fausta, before we blow through all of our time, and we're going to do it pretty soon, there's something we got to sneak in with you, because you are the expert, and I know Betty Jo wants to know this. Everybody would like to hear, just really quick, give us an example on each side of the fence, some stars that you think should have been dancing in film but didn't, and also, because we always like to have the little nasty side of the list, who danced that probably should have left their dancing shoes home?
Well, I don't know if you guys realize this, but Alan Rickman, years ago at the Edinburgh Theater Festival, was in a play called Tango at the End of Winter, which was directed by a Japanese man who did not speak English, and Rickman doesn't speak Japanese. And I would have loved to see Rickman dance tango, even back then. And I came across this information because I was in charge of a group website on Rickman years ago. I gave it up because I lost interest in it. And a Japanese fan sent a lot of information. Let me see if I can find the link right now. So I would have loved to see him do that in film. It probably would not have been a very good film just because the theme was so depressing. But
I'd like to see Alan Rickman.
That.
I'd like to see Alan Rickman in anything, but I did see him tap dance once. And it's a film called searching for John Gissing.
For John
That's
Gissing,
G,
yes.
Yeah, G-I-S-S-I-N-G. And, of course, everybody tapped in that at the end.
Yes.
So we did get...
Janine Garofalo did that, too.
Yes.
She tapped yes. in that.
Yeah, it was a pretty cute little film, I thought. So, okay, well, who's dancing now that maybe shouldn't be dancing, as Jazz asked?
Well, I think the Shall We Dance Tango with J-Lo and Richard Gere was not particularly good because she leads him. I mean, she's doing the leading in that.
I didn't know that. I didn't notice that.
So she wasn't the weak link in that chain?
Yeah.
Oh, oh dear.
But, I mean, it was a very effective number in that it conveyed a lot of passion, the way it was filmed and the way the music was used. But I didn't, I just wasn't all that crazy about it.
I was going to suggest one real quick myself. Steve Martin never should have been allowed to dance in Three Amigos. He's a great comedian, not so much of a dancer.
Well,
you're dancing all of me too.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
true. Mm. That's true. Well, and Penny's from Heaven, I think. So I didn't think he was doing too bad, but I think we can all agree, even though I disagree about J-Lo Fausta in Shall We Dance. But I think we can all agree that Hugh Jackman should be
Ooh.
Dancing in film.
Ooh. Yeah.
And when are we going to see him dancing in film? He's promised that he will be doing some musicals. So we'll have to keep our fingers crossed that won't.
He's probably trying to make the musical the Boy from Oz. He's probably trying to get that into film because he produced the Broadway show. I mean, he produced
yes.
a stage show in Australia and on Broadway.
Yes. And I hope he does is able to do that. And I thought he was going to be doing Guys and Dolls and some other and some musicals for Disney. So I'll keep you all
in the time, Betty Jo, because really I understand he also recently signed on to do a remake of I Got $20 Million for Taking My Shirt Off and Stepping Into the Shower.
Ooh,
so,
all right. Boo, Jazz. Boo, that's kind of a negative thought to have at the end of this show that's been so much fun to do. But I think we're almost out of time, and of course I'm very sorry to see that because Fausta, you have been such a great guest again.
Always
thank
so much fun.
You're awesome, and thank you so much for coming back on the show, and please keep on doing the tango, okay?
Thank you.
This is Betty Jo Tucker giving a big shout out to all the folks at Blog Talk Radio for their support in connection with this show. Special thanks to Nikki Starr and Jazz Shaw for everything they do to make Movie Addict Headquarters so much fun. Thanks also to everyone who listened live or to the archives or took part in the chat. It's wonderful to have your participation. Please come back next time for another lively discussion about movies. In the meantime, don't forget to check out our film reviews at realtalkreviews.com. That's R-E-E-L, realtalkreviews.com. Now, as usual, here's the talented A.J. Daniels to take us out with a song dedicated to all our Blog Talk Radio listeners, and you're all invited to dance along.
And be true.